and trust.
Program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. We'll start with Stephen in New Mexico. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen in New Mexico.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey there, this is Stephen from Colorado. I'm in New Mexico right now.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, one real quick thing. I wonder if you remember last year you read a story about a guy whose kid got hurt. He didn't take the kid to the doctor, and then later on the SWAT team came in and grabbed the kid.
Vaguely sounds familiar and sounds believable. Oh. So I'll
okay,
take your word for it.
Well, you guys read that story, and I happened to be in that town at that time. I go there from time to time, and I got a ticket in that town, a traffic ticket. And I got to reading the ticket. I found it the other day, mm-hmm. and it said that I violated the safety. I endangered the citizens, and I violated the safety and offended the dignity of the citizens of such and such county. Mm-hmm. And I read that, and I said, I didn't do all that crap. What are you talking about?
Pretty highfalutin phrases there.
Offend anybody's dignity.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And of course, you know, I think they offended somebody's dignity when they broke into their house and stole their kid, but that's kind of beside the point, I guess. The reason why I'm calling is because of a discussion I had with my stepdaughter. Apparently, she thinks that you can't be a very good anarchist, and I know, Ian, your feelings on that word, but I'll just go ahead and use it just for brevity's sake.
Okay.
You can't be a very good anarchist if you shop at Walmart. And I wonder how you feel about that. Well, she said that they give money to the Republican Party, for one thing.
Is that true?
As far as I understand, that is true.
Though they don't give it to the Democratic Party? And even if they give a political contribution, that somehow is
Yeah, most businesses give it to both sides so that they get the best from both aisles.
Most big corporations,
that was my understanding.
Right. I don't really concern myself with everything that every business, every corporation out there does, because if I wanted to be truly principled and not associate myself with anyone that associates with the state, then I shouldn't be doing business with corporations, period, right? Because a corporation is nothing more than a file folder. It's nothing more than a government-granted protection to certain businessmen who have applied for that protection and paid the protection fee. So then that would leave me with any business that's not a corporation. Well, considering most local mom-and-pop businesses are also corporations, that would pretty much mean I'd have to starve. So what does she want me to do here?
Well, and not only that, and see, she's not a kid either. I think she's your age, in fact, Ian. She also had a couple other reasons too.
All right.
One of those was that they drive mom and pop businesses.
Classic objection
up against the wall and out of business.
It's a classic objection to. Let's stop right there, Stephen. Hold on the second thing. Let's look at the objection about driving mom and pops out of business.
Yeah,
it's nonsense. I mean, the fact is, if you're a mom and pop business that sucks at giving quality customer service, then yeah, you might get put out of business by Walmart.
Yep.
But if you've got good service, you'll be fine. There are mom and pop businesses all over here in Keene, New Hampshire, and there's a Walmart here too. And they haven't all gone out of business yet. I wonder why that is. Why did I buy my bicycle at Andy's Bikes instead of at Walmart? Well, because the Walmart bikes sucked, and they have no service. Whereas the guy that runs the local business, he wants to give you as much service as he possibly can in order to keep you coming through his front door. So I'm sorry, it's just nonsense. It's a scary story that the anti-big corporation people like to tell, the idea that, oh, my God, all the businesses are going to go out of business if Walmart comes into town.
I remember when Walmart came into town here in Keene, and there was a huge uproar. There were meetings about it, city council meetings, people trying to kick them out. Not let them come in, and it was all they're going to shut down all the business downtown. There's no one's going to be able to survive. I haven't seen any businesses go out of business.
Well, they come and they go, but they still come back, and other people try to do things differently, and if a business goes out of business after Walmart arrives, it's not necessarily because of Walmart, because correlation's not equal causation. And if it is because of Walmart, then that's a real sad statement about how they run their business. I mean, I understand Walmart has the buying power. They can buy in big, you know, pallets full of items, and they can get a discount. But there's something to be said for the level of service that you can only get at a local mom-and-pop store, and I think a lot of people appreciate that.
And it's not hard to compete with Walmart's service.
No, well, Walmart service is a joke.
That's right. And then the other thing, too, that I pointed out to her is that, you know, as much as I don't like political democracy, I think that marketplace democracy is just fine. And what people are doing when if the mom and pop business does go out of business, let's say, mm-hmm. what the people have done is they have voted with their dollars. We vote with our dollars every single day, billions of times a day. People all over the world are voting with their money.
Yeah, and the fact is, in business, some business owners are real good at keeping a finger on the pulse of their customers and what it is mm-hmm. they're demanding, and continually changing, keeping your finger on the pulse of the competitive marketplace as well, and seeing who else is competing with you and what you can do to be more competitive against them. And some business owners let it slide, you know, and they slack off. Maybe they get fat and happy. I don't know what their reasons are, but they don't figure out what they need to change, and they don't listen to their customers' feedback, and they go out of business. It's the natural cycle of things. I mean, some big companies don't stay around. Woolworths used to be huge, and now they're gone.
Right. So Montgomery Ward.
You can just keep going down the list of companies that at one time had a heyday, and now they aren't around anymore for the most part. So, you know, the somebody claiming that Walmart puts mom-and-pop businesses out of business is just not paying attention to reality. They're just listening to some anti-Walmart spewing hatred, and they're not actually thinking. Because if that's a true statement, then all mom and pop businesses that have items in the Walmart category, and that's a lot of damn items.
It's almost everything.
Right. Then they should all be going out of business, but they're not. So only some businesses are going out of business, and that just opens up market opportunities for new business owners. And, you know, that space that they were in is now available for rent, so somebody, some new entrepreneur can step in and fill that space with whatever product or service that he feels is best, and he can try his hand at business. I mean, it's just amazing what Walmart has done for the economy, and what Walmart has done for buyers and even businesses is incredible. I mean, they've raised the bar as far as behind the scenes operations are concerned, as far as getting the product out on the shelves and the efficiency of all that, and getting product from manufacturer to the shelf to the end consumer. Walmart has really helped their vendors make themselves more efficient so they can lower costs, and so Walmart can pass those cost savings onto their customers, saving their customers money. And if you can go to the store, if you can go to Walmart and you can save $20 a week by buying your toothpaste and your toilet paper and the stuff that you always use at Walmart, you can save $20 a week. That's $20 a week you could put toward going to a local restaurant and eating out.
Sure.
You know, there's all kinds of ways that
Walmart
helps. Keep people keep money in people's pockets by keeping their costs down.
You know, I've even seen it help small business owners who are selling the exact same product. I know a guy who lives less than a mile away from the Walmart here in Keene and owns his own small little convenience stores. And a lot of the items he gets, he doesn't buy from any kind of he gets them from Walmart.
Get out of here!
Puts them right back on his shelves and sells them because everybody wants to fight the parking lot battle in Walmart, and some people are willing to pay a few dollars for the convenience of the convenience store.
Look,
Others aren't.
I'd like to point out that I don't worship Walmart. I think that there are some business decisions they've made that I disagree with, but it's not enough to make me not shop there. I mean, they've got a pretty restrictive music policy. I don't buy my music from Walmart.
Me too, that's right.
They've got a restrictive magazines policy. I don't really buy magazines. They're trying to do the family friendly thing, and I don't have a family, and if I did, it wouldn't be of the same raising methods that they might prefer at Walmart headquarters.
Shampoo, razor blades, toilet paper.
You need the
stuff. Really go wrong.
Yeah,
you
really can't beat it. And the fact is, they're not cheapest on everything. I mean, the Target beats them here and there on a few things. And of course, if you're looking for quality items, sometimes Walmart just doesn't have that. So I want to get to the other objection about the slavery. I heard you mention something about slavery. So I'm going to hang on to you. Bring back Stephen here in moments. 800-259-9231. And will Walmart stay on top forever? Probably not. you look at the history of other big corporations and what happened to them, they lost their game at some point.
Can't stay around forever.
Nope. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Stephen in New Mexico. Stephen, you were talking apparently with your stepdaughter about Walmart, and she kind of came up with some of the standard objections as to why they're so evil. And we kind of knocked a couple of them out of the ballpark a moment ago, the idea that they put mom and pops out of business. It's just poppycock. Plenty of mom and pops still around, and Walmart's still here, too. So if a mom and pop went out of business, it's because they were doing something wrong. So what else was her what else did she have to say?
Well, Walmart encourages and or engenders slavery, slave labor in third world countries. They're not too far separated in terms of, you know, degrees of separation from, you know, contractors, subcontractors, et cetera, you know, who hire children or enslave children to work grueling hours in terrible conditions.
I am pretty sure
menial
tasks. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Walmart has effectively addressed this one, because you know they've come up against this time and time again.
Oh boy.
Look, if she's just talking about Walmart has sweatshop labor, then that's one thing. But she's saying they have slave labor? I mean, there is a difference.
I think that she's, you know, that's a little bit of histrionics, I think, coming into play. You know what I mean?
It's definitely hyperbole. I could definitely see how somebody who's very concerned about workplace conditions could liken a sweatshop to slavery, but it's not in any way, shape, or form.
But then again, are those same products that are being sold at the mom-and-pop store suddenly all ethical? I mean, they're still selling the same Crest brand of toothpaste or the same.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it okay for the mom-and-pop store to buy it, but not for Walmart?
Who's vetting the inventory for the mom-and-pop stores? There's nobody that's going and checking that out. Nobody's going in there and calling the manufacturers and the vendors. But let me talk briefly on the idea of a sweatshop. The fact is, the people that are working in most so-called sweatshops are people that have come in off the farm. They're coming in from an agrarian society where they're working, you know, 16-hour days, 18 hours, however long, you know, from sunup to sundown, and probably beyond that, just to keep the farm going, and they're getting paid next to nothing, if anything at all. They're earning something from harvesting the stuff on the farm and selling it. And they've decided that it's a better life for them if they go into the city, Shanghai or Guangzhou or whatever you pronounce that. You go to the main manufacturing cities, you get a job in some sort of manufacturing plant, and you get paid a significant amount more. I mean, it's to us, it's nothing, but it's compared to working on the farm, it's a step up. And some people are voluntarily choosing to do that. In many cases, what they'll do, from what I understand, at least if we're talking about China, is they'll go and they'll work in the city, they'll work at the factory for a certain period of time, and they'll take their savings and then take it back to the farm and then use that to, you know, upgrade the farm and do various different things. So,
but they're being exploited, Ian. We shouldn't allow them to do this. We should force them to stay on the farm and stay farmers their whole lives.
Yeah, apparently we should force Walmart to not buy products from China, so all those people that have jobs today won't have them.
They're all very happy to have those jobs. None of them are complaining, oh man, I have to go to work today. I mean,
I'm sure they'd rather stay home.
Of course, everybody would, but still they're happy to have a job.
And not only that, I was listening to NPR earlier this year, and you know, NPR is not a bastion of free market thinking by any stretch, as I'm sure you know. And they did a story saying that what's happening in China is that, you know, just taking China specifically because you brought that up, is that the just as market economics predicts, the employers are actually starting to compete for labor, and the wages are starting to rise, and the Chinese workers are realizing, hey, you know what, I have a choice. And if I don't like the way you've treated me, Mr. Boss Man, I'll just walk on down the street to the next factory where I can get a slightly higher wage. That guy's paying more money, and he's treating his employees nicer. And in fact, what's happening is that American companies are actually starting to look out on the horizon for the next China, the next place where there's such a depressed economy, because the wage rate is starting to get high enough to where maybe it's not as affordable. Maybe it won't be as affordable for them to get their stuff made in China. They might be looking at, you know, Equatorial Guinea or someplace like that.
The people that have objections to so-called sweatshops are really people that don't have any sort of feeling for what other economies might be like. They feel like, well, I live in this world with everybody else, and I get paid $10 an hour, and those poor people over in China are only getting, you know, a buck a day or whatever the amount is that they're getting. And they say to themselves, that's not right. And what they don't understand is that a dollar a day in China can keep those people living like, you know, that somebody would need $40 a day here in America to live on.
Right.
So they don't understand the discrepancies between the economies, and they don't understand that China hasn't had the freedom that America has had to innovate and to develop businesses. And so they're kind of in, like, their industrial age. Yeah, they've got the Internet and some of the same trappings that we have. But as far as the advancement of the workplace, they're a little behind America. And that's also something they don't understand. They think they can just pass a law and snap their fingers and then all of a sudden upgrade all the working conditions for everybody over there. It's a natural process. And as you said, Stephen, it's beginning to happen where the workplaces are competing, which means somebody's going to install more lights and somebody's going to install an air conditioner and somebody's going to do something else in order to attract the best workers to them so they can have the best workforce and crank out the products more efficiently.
That's right. And let me throw one more thing out. Now, I've worked for American companies in third world countries for on and off, mostly off, but on and off for about the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, and that to a liberal, and I used to be a liberal, that's the most dreaded thing in the world. That's the most toxic, poisonous mixture that you can imagine. An American company going into a third world nation. I mean, it's just ripe for abuse, you know, slavery or whatever. And we had a situation where there was a guy there, and he act kind of, I hate to use this word, but he act kind of retarded. He was very slow acting.
Mm-hmm.
If you said something to him, it took him about a minute to process it. You could see the wheels turning, and then he'd get it, and then on. And I asked somebody, I said, what's wrong with that guy? And he worked at this firm. He was a local, I should say. Let me back up a little bit. He was a local, you know, one of the so-called slave laborers. Well, he had gotten hurt on the job. He fell off and landed on his head. He fell off the drilling platform. I work for oil companies. He fell off the drilling platform, landed on his head, and messed up his brain. He still has all the smarts, but there's something in there slowing down the process.
Okay.
Well, what this company did, this evil, evil, evil American corporation, what they did is they said, okay, give this guy a company truck, give him a job doing nothing. Basically, he hangs out in the office, give him the same rate of pay he was making before, and give it to him for the rest of his life.
Evil. Pure evil. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
How dare they?
There's an evil corporation that Julia, my girlfriend, works for that has raised thousands of dollars for one young lady who have the family of a young lady who happened to have an awful car wreck. She worked at one point for the company. Now she's dead. The evil corporation raised thousands of dollars for her family. Who do they think they are? More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. We got another Steve on the line and your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone ozone therapy. Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy a green tea for less, but unfortunately it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, Life Change Tea. Less is more.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS even provides housing and meals during the conference, so apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University, March 14th through the 19th. And that's in Atlanta, by the way. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com. As we continue with your phone call, Steve in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I thought, could we take a moment and think about how would claiming property work in a voluntary society?
It's a good question. I would imagine that you would essentially probably, I mean, right now, obviously, we have property that's been outlined and surveyed, and it would just be a matter of essentially taking the, we already have private title companies, so you probably would just take whatever the functions the government provides as far as deeds and things like that and expanding that out to the marketplace. However that would work, I mean, I'm not a realtor, so I don't have the real details on how all those businesses function. But if you're talking about property that is not, you know, not nobody has staked a claim to, like public land, I think at that point you could essentially open up the government lands. I mean, the feds own, what, like two-thirds of the West or something like that? So you could essentially just open that up and first come, first serve, and then we really get into the question of how to homestead homestead land, and I'm sure there are a lot of different answers to that question. And if other people want to call in and comment, 800-259-9231. But some would suggest that in order to homestead, you have to have some sort of use. So it has to be some sort of obvious use going on of the land. Some would suggest that a fence would be enough, but some would say you need to have more, that there needs to be more going on within the fenced-in area to show that there's some sort of active ownership going on, that you can't just grab a big fence and essentially pin in a one-inch square and say, all right, I own everything outside of this fence. You know, you can't do that because you're not really doing anything with the property. Does that answer your question or just create more questions?
It seems like there isn't quite an answer at this point. It's kind of subjective. I mean, you could just claim as much as you wanted, it seems. But we can hear, maybe some other people have some ideas, but maybe we can move on to a topic. Do you guys ever talk about Ayn Rand or objectivism?
I honestly, I don't really know much about objectivism. I do know that Ayn Rand didn't like libertarians, and obviously they share a lot of beliefs, but there's something about I can't really comment too much on objectivism. Toby, have you done any reading with Ayn Rand?
Just enough to know that I didn't need to do any more. I mean, I really am not very knowledgeable on the subject at all.
Yeah, I mean, we had Terry Goodkind on the show, and he's a popular fiction author who considers himself an objectivist, and I guess he was in support of the Iraq War, so clearly objectivism doesn't necessarily lead one to any sort of principles in regards to liberty. And so when I heard about that, I just thought, wow, maybe I was interested in objectivism before talking to him, but after that, clearly there's nothing that I'm interested in necessarily learning about. But I know that people listening to this program consider themselves objectivists or fans of Ayn Rand. So if they'd like to
well, I think there's
comment.
A lot of parallels with the liberty movement, but there's just something off of to me. I mean, like you said, it doesn't come back to that fundamental principle of the non-aggression principle. And so while there's a lot of areas that I found that I like about it, I just don't.
So there you go. Any other thoughts for us, Steve?
How about contracts in a voluntary society? Do contracts stand up?
Well, I think that absolutely. I mean, contracts are your word, and your word is very important. And in a voluntary society, you're going to want to have a good reputation. And if you have a reputation as a man who breaks his agreements, you're going to find a lot of people are going to be really reluctant to get into agreements with you. So certainly you'd want to honor your contracts, because if you don't, you'll find that people don't want to contract with you for much of anything, or you've got to put down huge down payments or something like that. There could be all kinds of fallout as a result of you breaking your agreements with people.
Yeah, I think that contracts would be one of the most important things if we were in a voluntary society.
Right. I want to be dealing with honorable people, and so I want to make sure that the people I'm dealing with are going to uphold their end of the bargain, and I'm going to check on that. I'm going to check with the reputation ratings company before I rent to somebody or before I give somebody a job. I want to find out about this person. And so I think that with a free society, reputation would be critical. And in order to have a good reputation, you need to honor your contracts.
Sure, it's very critical. But if you break a contract, is that considered initiation of force? Or do you just let that handle it on a voluntary basis as far as your reputation being tarnished?
Well, if you break a contract, it would just depend on the terms of the contract. I mean, as far as what could happen to you. Theoretically, you could enter into a contract which has terms that involve bringing you to justice if you break the terms. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying all contracts would have that. It's a possibility. How many people would enter into those contracts? I don't know. Maybe you would have already gotten a bad reputation for yourself, and the only way for you to kind of work back into getting a good reputation again is to sign some sort of agreement that says, I'll do as I say, or else you can send a bounty hunter after me or something. Like that. And if you break that contract, then, well, you know what's going to happen because you signed the agreement. But otherwise, it might just be that you have to pay a fee or something like that to get out of a contract. There are various different ways contracts can be written as far as getting people out of them. And if you don't honor your side of it, if you break it, and then you're going to have a black mark on your reputation rating, and that's not good.
Right. But I think it's just the reputation. I mean, it's not considered initiation of force if you're breaking the contract.
Well, if I pay you to, I don't know, shovel my driveway, I give you the money up front, you take the money and run,
then
we have a signed agreement,
yeah.
There, that would be a breach of the contract, which would be initiation of force.
That's true. So, yeah, I guess it would depend on the circumstances.
Or perhaps maybe you just never do business with that person again.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you let other people know. You call the reputation ratings group up and you say, hey, this guy screwed me over, and they'll put that in a, you know, in his book. And there will be a way for him to make good. I mean, if he wants to come back and make good and pay you back and, you know, give you some interest for your lost time, then he could have that reputation black mark undone. I mean, so there would be a process, just like how people have a process today to get their credit scores better. Similarly, there will be processes in the marketplace for people to improve their reputation, because eventually, as you continue taking hits on your reputation, you'll start to notice the ostracism, and you'll not like that very much, I don't imagine.
So
it,
it
would not be good to be an outcast in the free market society. Thanks for the call tonight. In regards to homesteading, it's a tricky issue. His original question was, you know, how do you define the boundaries of one's property? And I guess the easy answer, of course, is, well, the market will decide how people define them. I mean, if the market says that you can just pen in an area with a fence, if most, you know, most people that are acting in the market think that that's okay, that you can just pen in a plot of land with a fence and claim it as yours and go and get a deed to it or something like that, and that's, and register it with the title companies in town, and that's good enough, well, okay, that'll be good enough in that particular area. But if other areas say that, where people tend to say that, well, you need to have something going on. There needs to be a house there. There needs to be cows out in the, there has to be some evidence that you're using the property.
Now, are we talking about the government-owned land that they have, how we'd be redistributing that out and people using that? Or are you talking about taking away the boundaries of land that people already own?
It's a good question, because it would depend. I don't know how you answer this one. It's a tough one, and I'd love to hear from some others at 800-259-9231, because you do have a situation today where people are just holding land. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got, I mean, obviously the government's the biggest landholder out there, so that's something we can easily look at. But when you've got somebody with private land that they're just sitting on, you know, in the hopes that it'll be a good investment in the future or whatever, or maybe they're just not doing anything with it, the question is, does somebody who comes in there and actually homesteads that land have a higher claim to it because they're actually utilizing it for something?
I don't know.
I don't have an answer to that question. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I would love to hear from some other people on that, their ideas. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Phase 1 of the Insider's Plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared prepared to accept phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you're buying. Used items, brand new, 41 categories in which you can shop, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. You can get it over at amazon.freetalklive.com. If it's sold, they probably sell it at Amazon. I mean, they just have such a huge selection. And Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. A lot of questions on the table from Steve up in Canada asking some real tough questions about contracts in the free marketplace and homesteading property. And would love to hear from some other people out there as far as what they think those systems would look like. How do you think that those different areas would play out in the absence of a government monopoly provider? Would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I don't think there's any one right answer for this because everybody around the world has always had a government. And especially in today's society, we've never seen what this might look like in the absence of government and how people would get along and what contracts would look like and what would spring up in the absence of government. So I don't think that there's any one right answer to this. I think that we'd probably see a variety of different things happening depending on where you're living and what kind of people you're around, what kind of organizations people set up. So I don't think there's any one right answer to this. I think what we'd see is a variety and a lot of different choices.
I think something we should bring into the picture here is the idea of contract insurance and title insurance. I mean, we already have title insurance, which is where essentially, you know, they guarantee that this title is free from encumbrances and things like that, mm-hmm. and they'll keep an eye on things for you and make sure that nobody's going to infringe upon it. And, of course, in contract insurance, you would have the ability to essentially buy a policy on your contracts. And if you're dealing with people that are reputable, then the insurance policies won't cost very much. So essentially what you could do is if you're worried that somebody's going to break the contract and leave you high and dry and, you know, you're expecting to have this money and you're not getting it from the contract, then the insurance company would step in, you'd get paid, and then whoever it is that broke the contract would then owe the insurance company for whatever the default was. So you could actually have yourself protected from somebody who's bad news by buying contract insurance, and I think that would go a long way to helping people feel more comfortable about going ahead and getting into contracts with people. So just another thing to think about.
Right. It would be the way I look at it is it would be a lot like the current credit score system is located too. You'd have a credit score, so if you're not paying the insurance company you owe money, well, your insurance company might just want to drop you in that case too. So keeping your reputation clean, I think, would be very important if we were in a voluntary society. Because right now you can still do business if you're a deadbeat. I mean, the government makes that easier. And I think that if you were a deadbeat, it would probably be harder in a voluntary society.
I would hope so. That's what
easier.
I would want.
But a lot of people think that if we were going to shift towards voluntary society, personally, I'm a minarchist. I can definitely see the points of view. I say let's get the government as small as possible, and then we'll talk from there. But I would rather go to a voluntary society than what we have today. I think it would be much better. But the doomsayers say that if we switch to voluntary society, people would be ripping each other off. There would be snake oil salesmen on the streets, and no one would be able to do anything.
Exactly. There's snake oil right now. It's out there today.
A lot of times the government makes it easier to do those things. But if you were in a voluntary society, your reputation would be so important you wouldn't really want to rip people off, I think.
We go to David in California. David, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby. Hello, David in California. Going once.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of nervous about calling. This is my first time.
It's all right. Take it easy. No problems. Just me and Toby here. Nobody else here.
No, it's cool. I've been listening to this show since I was 16. I gotta say, you guys have really opened my eyes.
Well,
I mean,
you opened your eyes. We didn't do anything. We just gave you some ideas. That's all.
Yeah, you made me think about it, though, because I always just went through life and just followed things as they were going, and I never really gave it much thought. I just figured it's the system, that's how it is, and that's how it's
going to
be.
No, it's easy to do it that way. It's easy to live life that way.
And I didn't really think about it. My parents and all their rules and everything, and just... You know, it's really made me think about it, and I really want to move to New Hampshire, but that's a big path for me because most of my family are here, and I'd have to find a job. And
well, there are jobs in New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire is one of the best economies, and it is, I think, the best economy in the Northeast and one of the best economies in the entire United States. But the family objection, I mean, family's really important to a lot of people, so I can understand where you're coming from on that. I guess, you know, it's all about you and your priorities. You know, what do you want most in life? Do you want to be around your family and do things with them, or do you want to pursue, some activism? Do you want to be surrounded by people that get liberty? Do you think that would be more worthwhile to you? It's all about what you want to balance and what you want to weigh as most important to you, and you know, whatever you choose is what you should do.
That's the thing, too. You know, I've been thinking about my future and the way the government is. You know, I don't want that. I don't want that for my kids or my future family and their kids. So that would be something to pursue for the future and for them. And, you know, it would suck to leave my family, but, you know, we don't have a strong tie. We don't see each other as much as I'd like to, you know, so it's not like it wouldn't be worthwhile to pursue.
So, now you have to understand, you're talking to somebody, and I don't know, Toby, you probably get along pretty well with your family, right?
Absolutely.
You've got great relations with them. And on this side of the microphone here, I don't really have the greatest relations with my family. I'm pretty close to my dad, I guess, as far as most of them are concerned, but my mom, she is somebody that I just don't get along with as far as – she doesn't want to talk to me about what interests me, and so as far as I'm concerned, there's not really a relationship there. It's just kind of niceties, basically, because she's my mom. So having me comment on your situation is probably not really even fair. But
well, that's funny, because my life's completely opposite. My dad was a heroin addict, and I've had so many shitty stepfathers.
Oh, we can't let you get away with that. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry about that, but we are on the radio, and we can't tolerate that kind of stuff. So hopefully he'll call back at another night and keep it in check.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a difficult situation when you have your family there and you're getting along, but there's something across
something
the country
greater.
That
yeah.
you want as well. I think that I was lucky enough to be born in New Hampshire, and my family's here around me, so I didn't have to move anywhere for it. I think it would be quite the situation if, say, the Free State Project was in Oregon or something, and I had to uproot and leave New Hampshire and move somewhere else away from my family. I think it would be a tough decision to make. So I know that there's a lot of people who are in the exact same position.
So you feel like you can empathize with David?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a tough decision. I think that, though, as he becomes more autonomous and goes out on his own, he'll probably start thinking about more and more who he wants to be around. I mean, the family will always be there. You can always go back and visit them.
You can always call them. You can always send them letters and emails and video and stuff like that.
And a lot
and certainly
of people,
they can come visit you, too.
And a lot of people move around for work anyway. So a lot of people aren't always sticking around their family, even if they like to. They're probably moving out to work. And, hey, if you're moving anyways, why not to New Hampshire?
Right. Well, I mean, if you're moving for work, I mean, it's still that same balancing act, right? I mean, if somebody comes to you with if you're making $20,000 a year and somebody comes to you and says, look, we'll give you $40,000 a year, but you're going to have to relocate here to Utah.
A lot of people take it.
You're going to have to go come somewhere you don't want to even be, but there's money involved and you have to leave your family and move to Utah or something like that. People look, you know, and they have to weigh what they want most in life. And if what they want most in life is to be living down the street from grandma or from mom or whatever, or living in the same house or living nearby, then that's what they should do. But if you've come to the conclusion that you see a certain direction that society is going in, and, oh, there's a definite direction out in California, and it ain't toward liberty, if you see that direction, is just keep going in that direction, it's just you feel like there's nothing you can do about it where you are, and you can see that the activists are gathering in New Hampshire, and eventually maybe that will start to weigh a little more heavily in your decision-making process, and at some point you'll make that choice to say, you know, I love you, Mom and Dad, but I really want to have a good future for my kids. And so I feel like I can only get that over here in New Hampshire. Or I feel like I can only have a good future if I go and take this $40,000 a year job in Utah or whatever. You have to do what feels right for you.
And who knows? Maybe Mom and Dad or whoever, whatever family members will come and move up to New Hampshire, too. I mean, you never know what the future will bring.
Sure. Let's go quickly to Tim in Arizona. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Tim in Arizona, going once. Tim, going twice. If Tim's there, he's got 20 seconds.
Okay.
Tim, you got 20 seconds. Go quick.
Yeah, hello.
You're on the radio, Tim. Now you've got 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I like Gerald.
Wow, you were really confused. You'll have to call us tomorrow night. Thanks for the call, Tim. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Gerald, not here. And he won't ever be here, most likely. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.